At stake is about $100 million in federal funds for Tucson. That's for transit, community development grants, housing and urban development funds, and veterans vouchers. It's all money that the city receives, and it can now lose that money if the federal government determines that the city's self-declared status of being an immigrant welcoming community actually falls under the, quote, sanctuary city category. Here's City Councilman Steve Kozacik.
And so we're sitting here waiting for a definition of what that means. It's just a term of art.
The city council voted unanimously last December to define Tucson as an immigrant welcoming city, a term that wasn't specifically targeted in Trump's executive order. And on Thursday, the Tucson police chief signed on to a letter from various law enforcement agencies to Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly that the term sanctuary city is too broad.
It's incumbent on Trump, now that he's laid this out there and thrown down the gauntlet, to turn around to Congress and specifically define it so cities like us can know whether or not and where we're captured in this thing.
City Councilwoman Regina Romero says the city needs to prepare for a fight in court.
We're going to see if the possibility of going to the courts and doing an injunction before President Trump and his administration can act on our funding. Before we start worrying about our funds, I think we need to make sure that we put in a good fight.
Tucson City Attorney doesn't seem worried. He argues that the city's police force rules comply with federal immigration rules to share information so the city doesn't fall under Trump's threat. Michel Marisco, KJZZ News, Tucson.